Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast, and in this episode, I wanted to address the question, or rather the statement that is often made when it comes to homeowners that are doing for sale by owner, and that statement is this. It's that you'll spend more time on the market as a for sale by owner than you would if you were to list with a real estate agent. And there is some truth in that, and I want to talk about that truth and then talk about how you overcome it as a for sale by owner, because if you actually pull the right levers, just like a real estate agent would, and it's totally possible to do that, then you wouldn't spend any more time on the market. So let me talk about the first part of it. As a for sale by owner, just statistically speaking, you're likely not taking the same steps as a licensed real estate agent. And oftentimes it just has to do with the information that you have available to you. It's not like you can't take those steps. It's just that you haven't spent the time taking those steps before. And so how would you know which steps to take? And that will cause you to be on the market a little bit longer. So what's the answer to that? The answer is knowing which steps to take, right? The first, and the probably the biggest step, so it's not the first step, but the biggest step that will keep you on the market a normal amount of time, right, as if you listed with a real estate agent, is knowing how to market your house the right way. So what is the one big advantage that a real estate agent has over somebody who is selling their own home? And that's their access to the local MLS, right? That MLS gets your property in front of 3 to 4 times the number of buyers than you would normally be in front of. And the statistics actually say that 50% of homeowners who attempt to do a for sale by owner don't actually ever market the house. And they're talking about the fact that most homeowners who attempt a for sale by owner just stick a sign on the yard. And that simply isn't enough. I'm going to tell you, I mean, this whole podcast is about teaching you how to sell your own home effectively. One, to get it sold, but two, to get top dollar for it like a real estate agent claims they're going to get for you. And I talk about that in a different episode in terms of those claims, but if you will market your property the right way, then you won't spend any more time on the market than a house listed for an agent. So you're probably thinking to yourself, well, if Josh, you're telling me that I've got to be on the MLS in order to get the maximum amount of exposure, how am I supposed to do that if I'm not a real estate agent? There are flat fee MLS listing companies. And I've mentioned the pricing before. It's typically anywhere from $99 to $500. Sometimes it can be a little bit more than $500. But most of these a la carte companies offer at least 3 levels of service for the flat fee. So having said that, if you get your property on the MLS, does that mean it automatically sells? No, it doesn't. I've seen plenty of properties be on the MLS and not sell. I have seen these what are called discount brokerages or hybrid brokerages put properties on the MLS thinking that was the best way to do it for the homeowner because the homeowner was simply just trying to save money, which of course I want you to do, but not price the house the right way or not prepare it the right way. And a company that I know of in particular that is making quite a big splash in the real estate industry is actually only selling about 50% of their properties, because there's more that goes into selling a house than just getting it on the MLS. But if you don't get it on the MLS, which is the point of this podcast, you are going to spend more time on the market, because it takes more time for people to see you. That's just a fact. That is a statistic. If you don't have your product, right, your house is your product. If you don't have that product in front of people who are actively buying, how could you ever sell it? And so you have to understand that principle, that most homeowners who attempt to for sale by owner do spend more time on the market because they aren't getting their house in front of the right people. So that part of the information that for sale by owners hear out in the marketplace is accurate, because they're not getting it in front of the right people. Now, having said that, and having spent the time that I did in the real estate industry and having sold my own home, I got near asking price. I ended up giving the buyers some concessions for closing costs, but it still netted me more money than working with a real estate agent, and I was able to do that because I put it out there online. I got it in front of buyers. Okay? Now, the buyers that I found did happen to see my sign and knocked on my door, and we worked out a deal with them. But I was getting phone calls from active buyers. In fact, the way the particular website that I got my listing on worked, I was getting phone calls up to 2 years after I sold my home, just because that listing page had been cached, like what they call cached on the internet, right? It was just out there. So the power of getting your property in front of people is what will help you sell faster, in conjunction with the right sales price and the right preparation. So just keep that in mind. Now, I teach all of this in my course because there are those four steps that you have to take. But the biggest step in getting it in front of the right people is marketing it in the right locations, and that's getting it online. Now, if you get it on the MLS, there are unrepresented buyers that will still find you. There is a very good chance that you will find a buyer that does not have a buyer's agent, and you can save both sides of the commission. But even if you save just one side of the commission, is that $9,000 to $10,000 extra in your pocket worth it to do it? I think you probably would say yes to that, because the amount of time that you have to invest in selling your property on your own is just not that much. 5 to 10 hours is the amount of time you're personally going to have to invest in selling your property, from the marketing to the negotiation to the closing of the deal. So the short answer is if you're a for sale by owner, will you spend more time on the market? Yes, if you do not take the right steps to get your property in front of people. So take that for what it's worth. As always, I hope that information is helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.